something very interesting happens in today's gospel. If you could observe, Magi came first to the wrong place. They came to Jerusalem looking for Jesus. But Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And they found out about that through the scripture, which was explained to them that they need to go to Bethlehem. I would like today to share with you a few thoughts about importance of the scriptures in our life as a way how God reveals himself to us and speak to us and guide us using Holy Bible. Saint Paul said that word of God is like a very sharp sword. It doesn't come back to God till it make its job. And what is the job of the God's word? It's to protect us, to guide us, to free us from the slavery of sin and darkness. And I experienced it many times then that when I had some struggles and troubles, I didn't know what to do. I had in my heart passages from the scriptures giving me advices what to do. Those which I read many times, they were coming to me back with guidance and light. And it's very amazing to feel this guidance from God, that He is with me and guide me in the time of trouble. So this is, I would say, you can see difference when you read the gospel before you come to the church and you already know what it is about. That same is also with, I would say, daily reading of the scriptures. I know how difficult it is to make time, this 15 minutes, to sit in quiet and read the Bible. Because we are so busy, so occupied with so many things. But reading as of our scriptures is like being on the desert. The Magi could see the star because they were traveling through the desert. If you are mobile on the night, you don't see too many stars on the sky because our town gives so many lights that you simply see the sky, but you don't see too many stars. To see stars, you need to go somewhere to rural area where it's darkness, and then you can see some stars on the sky. And that same image applies to our life. We need to go to kind of the desert where is darkness and quietness to see God there and to see His guidance, which He give us through prayer and through reading the scripture. This is where we find His revelation to us, His guidance. And yes, we can say that I talk to God all the day and we communicate all the time. It's good. But we still need those desert times when we find out only Him with us and be receptive to see His light, His guidance. So I would like to encourage you to today feast, to maybe pray and ask God for help to read more the scripture, to find this grace, to maintaining this time every day, a few times a week, for reading a scripture. And I know how much does it help to have a really nice Bible. My parish staff, they bought me as a Christmas gift nice leather cover New American Catholic Bible. And what is nice, especially that it has rosary embroidered on the back, and it really keeps me longer reading the scripture because I like this something on my background. It's so simple things like the rosary on the back, and it keeps me 10 minutes longer to read the Bible. If you don't have nice translation, I think it's worth it to spend a few dollars and buy the Catholic translation. And I try to keep my Bible in the very visible place in my room, so I will not forget about it. So whenever I go to my room, I see the Bible open there waiting to be taken and written. There are even now the women's devotional Catholic Bible and men's devotional Catholic Bible. Women's Bible is in the pink cover, something special for women, and with nice stories inside written by other women to help you kind of understand what are the stories about. And that same with the men's Bible. It has nice blue cover and many good stories written by other men to help us get a little more from the Bible in the simple language written by other men. So may this feast help us to be more open on God's revelation, our life to His Scripture. May it help us to find the courage and strength to take Bible in our daily life and read it and be nourished by God's Word, which is living Word, which is Word which gives us freedom and guidance.